And Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It's my birthday! Well, it's my birthday too!
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob!
All right, here's groups.
Thank you, Bug. Efficient Attic Systems and Don Davis Auto Group bring you my nizzle.
All right, let's say hello to the hardline. Mike
right
Reiner
there.
And Corby Davidson of Ticket.
Donovan just hit me.
I just kicked your ass.
The snake is here. Now, Mike is here, but he's working on the TVs.
Hey, why is the President's Cup on?
What?
Interesting, isn't it?
Obama's Cup?
But it's not.
And here he is.
What's that up there?
Playoff baseball.
Huh.
Did you know it existed?
How does it work?
Well, they put four or five teams out there, and they all play each other.
Now, if it's on in the studio...
As if he doesn't know.
Does that...
Mark.
I don't
Mark,
think the Sterminator
Mark,
watches
Mark,
playoff
Mark,
baseball.
Mark.
I guarantee
Mark,
you he does.
Mike.
Did you watch last night?
Yeah, I was harmonizing.
Or did you do what I did and watched Auburn, Tennessee play each other again?
I watched Aggie Razorback followed by Chief Bronco, Chief Eagle.
You watched no playoff baseball?
Not yet. I'll watch tonight. Red Sox Angels, I'll watch that.
You disappointed in him?
Extremely.
Well, don't be. This is my way to
what about
get
Tuesday?
Back at baseball for its expanded playoff picture. I'll be there for the... ALCS and
which they instituted a decade ago?
Well, they're
or
not.
What,
it's taking you a while to exact revenge on this.
Well, they're feeling my effects, though.
Hey,
what? What?
Ty?
You okay?
Who's the guy doing tickers?
Matt McLaughlin.
I'm Matt McLaughlin. Here's what's happening.
Hey, Ty, what channel is the President's Cup on? ESPN? USA?
Oxygen.
Your mom.
What is the President's Cup?
BET.
Check BET.
If I have to explain that
check
to you,
the gay
you don't
channel.
Deserve to watch it.
Well, what is it? I'm asking, what is it?
Ty.
What?
Sarasota, funny joke.
So you're going to talk to TC.
What about the Panama Pancake?
That's not a real thing.
Yeah.
What about the Miami Monkey Wrench?
What channel is the President's Cup on?
Does he have one written for every show?
Stop it, Mike.
It's on a channel on cable that I will find out shortly.
How about the douche channel?
So
wow.
How about your mom's channel?
They really
I was all ready to say it.
Good one.
President's Cup Golf Channel.
Bitch, watch a douche channel.
The paint channel.
Isn't that 217 these days?
You tell me. I don't watch a lot of TV.
The not good
I
enough
read.
To put on
watch
a
TV.
Tiny projector up on my taint channel.
Yeah, you bring books to basketball games and read, don't you?
You heard
right.
me, Donovan. Don't look at me.
I love my TV. I have fun with it.
The week brought to you by Massengill.
Today is Thursday, October 8th, the 281st day of the year. There are 84 days left in 2009.
Golf channel.
84 days left.
You guys agree that the best part of your day is like around 9, 10 o'clock when everybody's in bed and you can just man your own TV?
Oh, dear.
That's pretty good. But
now, that happens with me every time I walk
so
in my house.
Great.
Let's also not forget 9 a.m. where everyone leaves.
Corby, it's the golf channel.
Are all your kids in school?
On 3 days a week.
I
man my TV. Yeah. I guess I'm the only real man in here.
2 days a week with an infant.
Yeah, that's not
not
quite
good.
The same.
No.
Out at the table.
I don't know. I have pretty good control over mine at all times.
I wasn't addressing you. I know yours is great.
Out at the table, Carlos.
On this day in 1871, Mike, the great Chicago fire erupted.
Yeah, let me see that.
How goofy is that?
What is this?
Fires also
it's
broke
a magazine,
out in
Mike.
Peshtigo, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
look,
Pestigo,
we all made the
yeah.
cover. Dan.
And in several George. Communities in Michigan. Mike?
Craig? Corby?
Yeah.
That.
On this day in 1956, Don Larson, who works for Fox Sports Net Southwest, pitched the only perfect game in World Series history as the New York Yankees defeated the Brooklyn Dodgers 2-0.
Pretty impressive stuff for sure.
Mike?
Yes, Queef. He did. There's a very highly touted new book about that out.
Don't call Dan Queef.
Called The Catch.
About that out? Or the whole game?
The whole game.
A game?
Yeah.
Not a game.
So it was a game?
Well, is it?
Not a game.
I don't know.
We a game? Here, I'm supposed to be a franchise player.
Really?
We in here talking about practice. We sitting here. I'm supposed to be a franchise player. We in here talking about practice. We sitting here.
Really?
I'm supposed to be a franchise player. We in here talking about practice.
We sitting here.
Did you see her himself, by the way?
We in here talking about practice.
Oh, I'm seeing if Bradford's playing. I can't tell.
My teammates better by practice.
Not hey, Corby, it's on the Golf Channel.
Next time.
Bob, put it up there.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
Maybe somebody will get the Sarasota slingshot.
Hop out.
Uh-oh.
All right, in today's birthday news, here's an email from Daniel Gonzalez. ¿Cómo estás, Señor McDowell?
Hola.
Today is my father, 12-step Rubens' 46th birthday, Ty.
Hey, I like him.
Please wish him a happy sober birthday, as I hate you guys for putting the thought of my mother waking him up in that special, or he writes, horrible way.
Pumpkin.
Gracias, Daniel.
How do you think
Daniel,
you got here, dude?
Daniel in Mansfield. So 12-step Ruben is 46.
Mark that under, who gives a
I say have some drinks today.
Not from the special way. He didn't get here.
Come on, it's your
maybe
special.
He did.
We maybe. Here.
Dear Dan, today is the 10th birthday of my son, Cade Parker.
Cade.
He listens every day on the way home after I pick him up from school.
What's up, Cade?
I know I'm a terrible dad, blah, 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 from P1 Jerry.
What's up, Cade? At least you know, Jerry, how terrible of a father you are.
Used to love Cade Parker.
All right, now this girl who sent a picture, Groobs, sends a very long email.
So
this
long,
is from Nicole.
Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello, Dongovan.
Is this Nicole?
This is a crazy long email, so let me read it all. Just, Dear Bad Radio, I have one of those typical my boyfriend's birthday is coming up, and I would love for you to call him on the air emails. She wants us to call him.
Yeah.
Well, this has to be a really good picture.
Let's start doing that.
She gave a picture of her boyfriend who is holding up a sign at college game day. Ticket sign.
Oh, even better.
They listen to the ticket all day. They sit in their parking garage at work listening to finish listening to certain segments.
Certain segments.
And, oh, his birthday is, like, next Sunday. Okay, well, geez. Oh. Sorry to read all that. But here's a picture of her.
Nowhere.
Look at that.
See that picture.
Is that worth it, though, Mike, if I hand that to you?
To call him?
Well, how about you dump this boyfriend, Nicole, and we'll talk. And I guess I'll wish him a birthday in
a week. I'm not sure he's got that much going on there.
No?
Let's see that, Dan.
It's okay.
Here, Donovan. Mike Panzer. Elsewhere in birthday news, Matt Biondi is 44.
Okay, Bob, here. You can see it.
Come on, Bob.
Matt Bondo.
Just leave it. You're not supposed to stick
it on the wall. Hey, everybody, I'm Matt Biondi. It's my birthday. Everybody want to wish me happy birthday?
No.
Oh.
No?
Really?
Okay. Better go now.
Thanks,
man. The segment's really dragging today.
Oh, my.
What can we do?
I don't
know. Well, you sat there and read a magazine for 10 minutes.
I know.
That didn't help.
Oh, well, you're reading emails and trying to see if Sam Bradford
what are you doing?
Plan.
I'm talking about practice.
Sooner dude. No, you're not talking about practice.
You're asking Ty what
not
station
even a game.
Gay thing.
That's right.
On.
Ooh.
Let's all engage.
How about a Jacksonville Jackhammer?
Hang on, I just heard...
Oh, yes, a Jacksonville Jackhammer.
I just heard Donovan say something. Go ahead and repeat what you said.
You can't be reading about no... Sam Bradford, fool. Do not sound like Mr. T.
Wow. Oh, that was Mr. T?
Obviously, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. I just heard you.
That wasn't me.
How'd you know what voice he was doing?
Time for me to get out of here. Eat me a sandwich. Leave this, you fools.
My blood sugar's low.
That's not me.
Ray Handley is 65.
I'm not the one doing
it. Not unless I'm role playing.
Get over here. Are you sure he's still alive?
It happens all the time.
Does Twiggy like the Mr. T role play?
Hey, girl.
This is a special way time.
Drop them drawers.
Yeah. Take your clothes off.
What?
Huh? Mr. D needs some action.
You go by Mr. D?
Yes.
I put on my mohawk wig and gold chains and everything.
Rashan Salam is 35.
Colorado.
Chicago. I love
put up
Colorado.
About 360, I believe, on the horns down in Austin one fateful day.
Paul Splittorf is 63.
That was a great day.
Paul is sitting on your couch doing horns.
Not really. I was at John Blake years. I wasn't doing much of anything.
Paul Splittorf.
Yeah, look at me. Horns down.
Horns down.
Who was that?
That's dopes all across the Big 12 who honor Texas by trying to taunt them.
Even when they're playing Missouri or anybody else, it's just horns down.
It's just a really bad bit.
Pay attention, OU fans. You don't need to do that.
A message from your leader.
Yeah, won't you post it on Sooners.com where you are?
Go to Sooner Douche and put that up.
A message from the president.
You'll be shouted down more by them than you were by the crowd at Pizza Hut yesterday.
Were you shouted down at Pizza Hut?
Oh, was he ever.
How was I shouted down for?
Were they finally tired of
saying
his bit?
Denton don't care about the Rangers?
Oh, no, that's really not an exact quote. I said the Angels don't care about the Rangers.
I believe you said Denton don't care about the Rangers.
Chevy Chase is 66.
Now George, that's funny.
And George Bush doesn't care about black people. You said
right.
That too.
Mark.
Matt Damon is 39.
That's greatness.
And hot.
So's Chevy Chase. Go watch Fletch.
Should we watch Community?
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
It's funny.
I watched the show before Cougar Town.
Modern Family.
I watched that again last night. I gave it a second try.
Is it good?
It's too office-y, but there's something there. I can't really.
Cougar Town is?
No, I didn't watch
Cougar Town. Cougar Town a second try?
I did not,
Cougar
and I won't.
Cougar Town is horrible.
Yeah.
I will
not.
It's pretty bad.
What's the matter with Cougar Town?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Very calculated.
Yeah, it's
got
right.
Cougars in it.
Mike, it's not a documentary.
if it were a documentary, I'd be in.
Daryl Hammond, 51.
Splash.
Funny?
Oh,
Justin Leonard.
That's Daryl Hannah.
Just hit a worm burner down the fairway.
Daryl
like
Hammond.
30 yards.
All I know about him is he did Clinton on SNL.
Are you kidding me? Daryl Hammond's only been on. He's the longest tenured SNL guy ever.
It's a worm burner.
Okay, tell me. Let's name something funny he's done.
He was in Splash.
Yeah, I already
we
used
did that
joke.
Yep.
All right, give
you
me a minute.
Should have been taking the music down for that.
Yeah.
Daryl Hannah.
But
he does Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
He does Sean Connery on the
Sean
Celebrity
Connery,
Jeopardy.
Genius.
Sean Connery was okay.
Trump's good.
All right, but you've just given a very poor
Kill Bill.
If you tell me he's been on longer than anyone ever, it's like who was the black guy that was on longer?
Tim Meadows.
Yeah. And what had he ever done that was funny?
I thought it was Tracy Morgan.
I thought it was Eddie
Murphy.
He's
also a black guy, Mike, but he wasn't the longest running cast member.
Would you like a few Paul Harvey jokes?
Well, okay, sure. I guess we can spice this thing up a little in that way. Go ahead.
It is Dragon. You admitted it yourself. No,
you're right. No, you're right.
Yes.
I appreciate you not. It's like somebody who complains about the government but then doesn't vote.
I don't have
you complained, but then you said, I'm going to take action.
All right.
So go ahead. You called for the ball.
Let's roll with it, Mike. Let's go. I'm ready.
He called for the ball. He said, I'm open.
Sometimes one Paul Harvey joke doesn't
and
do it.
And you did hit a three-pointer.
We need a few.
Let's roll, Mike.
You demanded the ball. You're waving your hand.
But you just,
you're running down the sideline. I'm wide open.
I got the ball. I'm ready to get rid of it. I don't want the ball. I want to make my teammates better by practice.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, I'm tired of that.
How can you do that?
All right, so...
Yeah, how can I do that?
Hammond set the record for longest consecutive tenure of any SNL cast member in the show's history during the 2004-05 season.
You can't remember one thing he's ever done.
Hang on, here it is. He's probably best known on the show for impersonating Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and Sean Connery. There you go!
And that's it.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're that good at that, you don't need to work on other stuff.
Right. At the end of the 34th season...
Look at John Belushi. He had nothing all those years.
Uh-oh.
He was only on for like 2 years, wasn't he?
He was Samurai Delivery Man.
Hard count. Let's see if Corby takes
is
it.
Is he trying to draw you off sides?
No. Belushi was great!
He really believes it.
It's a tragedy what happened to him.
It's the cocaine's fault.
Do you know how good that show would have been if he would have lived? Him and Farley could have been there together. Do you ever lay there and think, if Belushi was alive?
I was like 8 when that was going on.
Yeah, but you were bothered that he said that.
Because I would have realized he had nothing.
Belushi.
Yes.
One of the greatest physical comedians of our time.
See?
All sides!
At best. Average at best.
One of the greatest physical comedians, huh?
Average at best. 787-1310. Talk me out of it.
Wow, now you just went without question. How do I counter that?
Without question. Hammond is a frequent guest on the Howard Stern Show, too.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, he was also in Damages this year. He was great in Damages.
Oh, yeah.
He was the bad guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't he come on when Beetlejuice
is
on?
Did you watch Damages? Bastard.
Paul Hogan, 70.
Genius.
Ty, is that one of your heroes?
That's not Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
Jesse Jackson, 68.
Wait a minute. Paul Hogan?
American.
The Crocodile Dundee guy?
Yeah.
Now that's a knife, fool.
He's got a real wide variety of things he's done.
Did you do a takeoff on Crocodile Dundee in your high school?
No.
Fight for what?
Seems like
right.
You did.
You think he's ever admitted?
Let me do it for you.
My Minnesota moon pie.
Wait a minute. Here goes.
Let me do it for
here
you.
Comes Donovan.
Now that's a knife, fool.
And scene.
That's just stupid.
Emily Proctor, 41.
You think that's a knife? That's a knife. I'm Crocodile Dundee, fool.
I'm going to get you. With my crocodile.
Mark.
And Crazy Hot.
Two.
Emily Proctor.
So not funny.
From who? West Wing, she was Ainsley Hayes.
Who?
And she's also on CSI Miami.
Who? What's her name?
Emily Proctor. Blonde. Jugs.
Now let's go back to Jesse Jackson's birthday.
Okay.
It's been a while since we've watched that.
What's
show.
Her name?
Emily Proctor.
Jesse Jackson.
Oh, I miss West.
Ainsley Hange.
That wasn't Christy Chenoweth or whatever?
No.
What was her character's name?
Okay, we're back to Jesse Jackson. Here's Donovan.
The man was a great politician. He could politic, fool.
Is he a politician? When's he ever been elected for anything?
Oh.
What does Uncle Perry think about him?
He called New York City Jaime Town.
That's right.
Calm down.
He's back off of that.
Calm down.
Let's back off of that. Mexican.
I got a question.
All right.
I don't name James.
Oh.
Jaime.
All right. Easy.
I thought it was a euphemism for your rump.
That's Jaime.
Jaime with an N.
Now here's
see how I got out of that.
Birthday. Spared.
That was genius.
And who are you?
You.
You're not.
So you're Donovan imitating... Jesse
no, I think he's
oh, yeah, I forgot who I was.
It's a fart form.
How are we going to get out of this mess?
It's stupid.
3 o'clock.
There you go.
Wrong
thanks,
today?
Mike.
That's how we get out.
I think
off.
It all started yesterday with your...
shocking comment?
Yes.
Mine.
The most
Mike's
shocking
fault?
Comment
again?
I've ever heard, right. Ever.
What was just said here not 30 seconds ago?
That's, you are the leader.
Correct him.
In character, though. You can do things in character.
I don't think neither. No.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say that at all.
Bo and Jim taught me that.
Mm-hmm. Imus does that.
Enos Cabell is 60.
In character.
He does it in character.
Bo taught me a lot.
Enos Cabell, 60. Enos.
I think he took over when...
Dallas-Fort Worth Spur great.
When Roscoe left the show.
Tony Eason. Fitty.
Jets.
Maryland.
Patriots.
How about... seen Tony since 50th. Never forget
old?
Where I was. Yeah, it's pretty old. Bill Elliott, 54.
Awesome Bill from Dawsonville.
I believe
right?
He was in Dirty Dancing.
Is that right? Is that Bill Elliott?
Yeah.
Awesome Bill from Dawsonville?
Exactly right, Grandpa. Rashard Griffith, 35.
He was rumored to be a Maverick, wasn't he?
Turn. Owner of the Washington Senators.
Didn't we get him a couple times?
You know? And a well.
And a well.
Badger. And Mike Morgan, 50.
Did he have a swim through Clee?
He was on Team Hardline for a couple years.
Mm-hmm. No, drafted by the Bucks.
Mike Morgan?
Yeah, the kids like that.
I thought he was talking about that other
Yeah, the guy who worked in accounting up here.
Yep.
who would sing Baby Got Back at every Christmas party?
No, this
party?
Is the pitcher.
Before Cumulus says.
This is the...
Why don't you track his career path if you want some fun?
Well, he was at Susquehanna.
Although I think I might Cumulus. Have, I might have seen his first major league start.
He went and worked with...
It's always me.
A's, you know, I don't even think he's a well
with
either.
Joan.
A's, Yankees, Jays, Mariners, Orioles, Dodgers, Cubs, Cardinals, Reds, Twins, Rangers, Diamondbacks.
June 23rd, 1982, he screwed up my 10th birthday by beating the Brewers at Country Stadium.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Five more freaking inches of rain, guys.
What? What was that?
Five more inches of rain today.
So?
Where are we going to put it?
Here?
Well, it's all
you called to say that.
5 inches of rain here.
You called. You got precious airtime on the most dominating talk station in Dallas-Fort Worth.
It's a character
today.
He's the angry weatherman.
And you that's what you've done with your time.
That's all right. The Cowboys have a new stadium.
Well, what do y'all think about all
You know, you're going to go to bed, and you're going to be like, I did that. That's all I
that
did.
That was my one shining moment.
Isn't that the trump card for every problem, Mike?
Yeah, it is.
The Cowboys still have a new stadium.
Yes.
We got more rain in the forecast, fool.
No matter how bad things get, there is that.
I'm not saying a word. Donovan, that's not me.
You're really excited about the rain.
Born on this day
you know,
now.
You lose your job today, or your wife walks out of you on you.
Will,
or,
is she? She's going to walk out on me?
I'm saying if.
Oh, damn.
This is hypothetical.
Bitch, better not.
If you lose your job today, or your wife walks out on you, or you come home and you catch her doing this with some other guy.
With Big Sam?
What was that?
Been there, done that.
Whatever.
What a disturbing
just remember,
visual to watch Mike do that.
Just remember, the Cowboys have a new stadium.
Right.
You don't seem very coordinated.
Hey, Mike, do that again.
Seems very awkward. That seemed like a natural move to you. Like it does
Born on this day now, Dad, Dr. Christian
doesn't
Bernard.
Doesn't happen very often
very
for me.
I might be look way on out your of face, man.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Heritage upstairs is laying people off because they're losing that JFK lawsuit. Okay.
What JFK lawsuit?
Now, was that better than the previous call?
I think I like the rain.
What's
more.
Interesting is Mike.
Let's talk rain.
Mike has a JFK joke he'd like to bounce off.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
This is the second most shocking comment of yesterday.
Boy, it was.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Go
I've
ahead.
Issued this many, many times over the
I
years.
Never heard
I've
it.
Never said it. Nobody's ever said a thing about it.
And now
that was my first time hearing it yesterday.
What will forever be known as the Mike Reiner joke.
Let's hear it today.
November 22nd, the day that Kennedy finally got it through his head, we didn't want him in Dallas. You've never heard that?
No.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Well, you made Dan get up and leave.
Are you walking out? A shot!
Too offensive.
Democrat.
Hell golf, Rick Arnett.